I think the big buzz phrase for most of us when having that self-doubt creep in is imposter syndrome. We are telling ourselves some story. We're not qualified. We've never run a business before. We don't know anything about budgeting. We don't know how to price. The market's oversaturated. All of these different stories that we tell ourselves to convince us that we can't do this. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think it's healthy. If you didn't have a sense of healthy skepticism of your abilities, there would probably be something wrong. Push through that though, because at the end of the day, 99% of the things that we tell ourselves are just stories. They're just simply not true. We need to be able to separate the fact from the fiction. Hey, hey, and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, if you're new here, take out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the Speaker Fam. I'd be honored to have you on board. As you get value out of today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're an Apple Podcast user, we would love it if you could leave us a rave 5-star review and encourage folks just like you to come to the Speak Organized podcast for all things pro-organizing business. If you're a true organizing enthusiast who loves to nerd out about products and color coding, or if you are starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. It's an amazing, active community that is growing in crazy numbers by the day. And I would love to have you be a part of all the conversation, get your advice and questions answered. And I'm always in there hanging out. Welcome. Happy Monday. Again, Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is part of the Fearless Organizer Unleashing Your Potential live stream series. It is in celebration of my new course that is launching next week from Overlooked to Overbooked. We're going to talk about that later. The important thing that I want to get to with the root of this series is helping us to have a more positive mental landscape so that you can get out of your own way and start running a professional organizing business. This is very important stuff that we're discussing today. Just as a little side note here, we just got a new cat. Yesterday, we adopted a cat from a cat rescue, and he's currently trying to hide. I have a 4- and a 5-year-old. He's trying to hide from them in the bathroom right now. His name's Dewberry. So if you guys hear some crashes or anything crazy going on in the background, this is just, it's life. We're live at home. So yeah, good time. So let's dive in and talk about today's topic. We're talking about overcoming self-doubt. Everybody, especially when you are in the position of the unknown, you're starting your business or you're trying to level up, you're trying to do something that is outside your comfort zone that you may never have done before, there's going to be a lot of doubts that surface. They are mostly internal. They could be external too. And we want to definitely acknowledge them, acknowledge our triggers, and try to come up with ways of pushing past that fear and that doubt so that you can help the people that need you most, those people in your own backyard, all of your neighbors and community members that so desperately need their homes and their small businesses organized. So we're going to talk about that today. I think the big buzz phrase for most of us when having that self-doubt creep in is imposter syndrome. We all feel as though we don't have what it takes. We are telling ourselves some story, like we're not qualified. We've never run a business before. We don't know anything about budgeting. We don't know how to price. The market's oversaturated. All of these different stories that we tell ourselves to convince us that we can't do this all creeps in. That's totally normal. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think it's healthy. If you didn't have a sense of healthy skepticism of your abilities or, you know, the environment, the market that you're going to be entering into, there would probably be something wrong, you know, with that. There could be like some sociopathic tendencies or something where you just think you're perfect and everything is wonderful and always flowing happily and abundantly. And obviously that's not the case. So it's good to have a healthy sense of skepticism. To push through that, though, is what we want to do, because at the end of the day, 99.9, I believe, percent of the things that we tell ourselves are just stories. They're just simply not true. And we need to be able to separate the fact from the fiction, the imposter syndrome. One thing I talked about last week is always just remembering that you only need to be 10 steps ahead of the person that you're helping. You don't need to be in business for years and years in order to make a difference, in order to know what you're doing. You have probably had people tell you your whole life that you are organized and that you should be doing this for a living. And now maybe you're at the point where you're listening to that voice and following that guide, and you're ready to embark on this journey. And when that happens, you're going to come up against the negative opinions of other people that don't understand what you're doing, the skepticism that, you know, well, have you really thought about this? Have you fleshed out your business plan? Do you know what you're going to charge? All of these different questions. And then when you start to dive into the business back end, that's when people start getting really hot under the collar and they start to kind of get overwhelmed and give up. And so that is why I Speak Organized exists. It is here to help give you the tools and resources necessary. And in this live stream series, give you the mental tools necessary to get out of your own way and pursue this opportunity to be your own boss. Super important stuff. But just knowing that everybody suffers from this, I suffer from self-doubt regularly. And I've been doing this for a long time, but being an entrepreneur never really gets easier. You just get better at handling the hurdles, at putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. You get comfortable being uncomfortable. The more you put yourself out there, the better it gets, the less you will doubt yourself, because you'll start to have and grow evidence of your ability to do the right things. And you'll also have evidence of failing not being something that has to stop you from running your business, but that you've just made a mistake and that you need to push past it and continue on. And that's that. And I feel like the majority of people in this industry are women, and we are very, very hard on ourselves, unnecessarily so, because we have this desire to perform at such a high level in all facets of life, in business and as moms or as wives, or, you know, as a sort of marginalized group, that we need to live up to some self-imposed expectation. And it's extremely unfair, the pressure that we've put on ourselves to perform. And so I just want you guys to know that you're not alone in feeling that way, that I experience that every single day. And if it weren't for my community, the amazing organizers that I have connected with, the coaches that I have connected with over the years that have taught me valuable, valuable skills in business, as well as the networking connections that I've made, my family and friends, all of those things are super important. So one of the main external triggers could be family and friends that don't understand what you're doing, that feed that self-doubt, that ask you critical questions and kind of make you wonder if you're cut out for all of these different things that you're going to face in your business. And that's all well and good to consider. But one thing that I always talk with my therapist about, and what she reminds me of, is she wants me to interrupt that thought pattern and say, what evidence do I have to support what I'm thinking right now? Is it really that, like, I am not able to do this because I'm incapable, or is it not happening because it's not the right time, or I haven't thought about it in the right way, or I haven't called the right person, or I just haven't had that one conversation that it takes to unlock the door that I need to get to the next phase of whatever it is I'm facing? I know I'm giving a general example here, but I love that question. And I ask that question to myself regularly. What evidence do I have to support this thought that I am having right now that's making me doubt myself? And I would be willing to bet that if you asked yourself that question, in the middle of that self-doubt spiral that you're having, where you're telling yourself like, oh, like whatever excuse it is that you're giving yourself, I just don't think that I can charge what that other person charges. You know, they have more experience than I do. And I just, you know, I'm too shy. And I don't know the right thing to say or this or that. When you get yourself into that mental loop, stop and ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this thought? Have you actually gone through the process of reaching out to a client? Have you done that client onboarding call or that consultation that you totally like bombed or whatever? Most of the time, no, this is all hypothetical stuff that we are infusing into our abilities to do something when you haven't even given yourself the chance to try. And even if you have, and you've done it like a couple of times, and it hasn't, you know, it panned out or whatever, you know, the client hasn't booked this or that. That happens to me every single week. You're going to get so many more no's or ghosts or, you know, people not responding to you than you will get yeses. And as a business owner, the most important thing to remember about that is that it's a numbers game. So you need to increase the number of conversations that you're having every single week. You need to increase the number of contacts that you're making, the business cards that you're receiving from people, the emails that you're sending, the phone calls you're making, the walk-ins that you make. And that can be very, very scary, especially when you don't know what to say or you know, what to bring with you or whatever. We'll talk about that kind of towards the end of the call, because these are all things that if you find the right community and the right support, they will hand you the keys to the castle and they'll tell you what you need to do. And that's what I'm here for. So just knowing that you have the right support is everything. And so make sure that you not only interrupt that thought pattern by saying, you know, do I actually know what I'm talking about here? Or am I just hypothetically like talking down to myself? And then the second thing is figuring out where your people are. Who are the people that are going to support you through this? Who's going to sit and let you vent to them about your struggles and frustrations through this business? Is your husband or your partner, whoever, going to be able to sit and listen and help you hash through these details when you're trying to figure out your pricing or when you're trying to figure out your social media or whatever? Or do you need to find a different accountability person? Do you need to join a Facebook group? I've got a perfect free Facebook group. If you're not a part of the iSpeak Organize Professional Organizers Network yet, you need to join that group. I'll be sure to leave a comment on the live stream so you guys can come and join that group. It's a great place to come. There's almost 4,000 members in it at this point, where you can ask questions about virtually any topic and get some generally like pretty good feedback. I will say, like, I've got a lot of really good, genuinely helpful people in that group. And obviously, if you're watching on this screen over here, you're in that Facebook group already, but people over here in YouTube land might not be. But that's a great place to start. Find your group of people. Come to my podcast. Sit on a coaching call with me. Come and take my latest course. Whatever it happens to be, there are resources there for you. There are tools available to help you. And all of these different things are there for you for the taking if you're willing to just take my hand and go for it. Okay, so that will eliminate a lot of self-doubt. I think one of the other biggest issues, aside from people not quite understanding what we do and that negative internal voice, is not having the right support. So find that support and find those resources that you need. Wow. Once you feel equipped with the tools necessary to do the job and you have the answers to those questions, that you're not having to sit and like guess what to Google or guess what to ask ChatGPT, right? Because it's garbage in, garbage out. If you don't know what to ask, then you're not gonna get the right answer to those questions. So, and there's no dumb question in my book, but it is a journey of exploration. It's being vulnerable, putting yourself out there and asking the questions. That is how you push past that self-doubt. Because you only know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. And if you are filling the mental gaps with assumptions about stuff and painting your own picture and putting excuses in front of your goals, then that's all you're going to get. But if you say, you know, I'm going to ask the dumb question. I'm going to put myself in the uncomfortable position. I'm going to invest in myself and invest in my business. And I'm going to take this course or whatever it is. I'm going to, you know, work with this mentor. Thus, suddenly all of that goes away because you're invested in the process and you're invested in your own success. And you're willing to see what happens when you do actually succeed, which is a funny thing. I think a lot of people doubt their abilities because they know that they could succeed, which I don't know if you guys have ever felt that, but I definitely have. Like having booked a job that I know is kind of beyond the scope of my expertise and wanting to kind of go and hide under a rock in that moment because now I have to live up to an expectation. Like I have succeeded in a certain sense and that's all on me. Like I have to perform at that point now. And so maybe your self-doubt comes from the fact that you know you could succeed and the pressure that comes with that. And then what happens when you do, you know, you can't just like, you have to like let the ship sail or the airplane fly at that point. You can't just like put it down because you're afraid of succeeding. But that is a very odd thing that definitely creeps into my life. It may creep into yours too. Just knowing that we all experience that can be very helpful. So I don't want you guys to get so down on yourselves when you're facing all of these doubts. So I want to share just a quick personal story about that too. Because one question that I saw in the Facebook group earlier and one that I get from clients all the time is, well, it stems around pricing and then letting people know what your level of expertise is. A lot of people will ask like, should I tell clients that they're my very first one? Or should I tell them that I'm brand new and I don't have experience in this and blah, blah, blah. When I first started my business, my very first client did not know that she was my first client. I never flat out said like, oh yeah, you know, I've had a million clients and all this stuff. Like, of course I never said that, but I always made a point to say that, you know, I have been doing this for myself in my own home for most of my life, that those strategies changed my life when I implemented organizing and decluttering into my daily routine. And then I, you know, involved my family in that. So I have a lot of strategies around that. I was writing a lot of blog posts at the time before I started my business. And I had been helping friends and family. So I did have experience, much like many of you do. So I was very transparent about that without marketing myself as a newbie. You know, I never said like, oh, you know, I don't have like a lot of professional experience. Like people don't necessarily care about that. They just want the help. They just need the help. They're not necessarily concerned at that point that you've been doing it for, you know, 20 years or what have you. They just know that they need the help. And so they probably won't ask. And my client never did. And I told her, I still have her as a client to this day. I've been working with her for almost 8 years now. And she has become a very good friend of mine. And I was at a baby shower with her. And after a couple of glasses of champagne, I just looked at her and I was like, Linz, I got to tell you something. And she looked at me and she was like, you're leaving, aren't you? You're moving. And I was like, no, not anything like that. I just wanted to let you know that you were my very first client. And she just erupted in laughter. And she was like, that is awesome. I had no idea. And so we talked about it. And I was like, would it have made a difference to you if you knew? You know, did you like feel like you would have gotten less value out of it? And she said, no, absolutely not. Like, I knew that I liked you as a person. And I knew that, you know, you and I connected on a deeper level and there was a trust that was established and you were just there to help me in my time of need. And that was like such a light bulb moment for me. It's not about necessarily the level of skill that you possess, especially at the beginning of this situation where you may be working one-on-one with a client. It really kind of comes down to like, do your personalities match up well? Are you able to sit and listen to them? Are you going to lend a helping hand? Are you just going to work as hard as possible to achieve a good result for them? Like, that's really all people want. So if you are doubting yourself because of your lack of experience in the professional realm, two things. One, trust your intuition and the skills that you already bring to the table that you have exhibited throughout your entire life with your friends and your family and yourself. And two, If you want to learn professional level skills that will allow you to raise your rates eventually and have a proven process and be able to tote those things on your website and your social media, invest in your business, invest in a process. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Stop trying to do it all by yourself. That is the biggest piece of advice that I wish somebody had given to me when I first started my business. I tried to do everything myself, and it was so difficult, and I grew so slowly for a long time until I started to invest in some training, in some strategies, until I stopped trying to write everything myself. I stopped trying to, you know, do all my pricing on my own. I started using people's strategies and paying for some higher level training. And then my business exploded because I stopped trying to reinvent the wheel. So those two things, trust your gut, invest in your business. So, so important. Get rid of that negative voice in your head. Surround yourself with positive people who are part of the industry or support your vision and will help give you the motivation and the encouragement that you need. Those are all very important things that you should strive to surround your life with if you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur, especially in this industry. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I want to hear your thoughts on this. So if you're watching this video, you guys can comment, leave me questions. I'm happy to help, you know, if you're feeling like this is something that you really struggle with, like you talk down to yourself, or you have people in your life that don't believe in you and what you're doing. They don't understand what all of this is, this professional organizing. Like, is that even a real career? Like, I can't tell you the number of times people in the Starbucks drive-through line, like, hand me my coffee and they're like, what are you doing today? I'm like, oh, I'm going to work. Oh, what do you do? I'm a professional organizer. That's a thing? Like, is that, like, do you get paid for this? Like, yes, of course I get paid for this. Like, this is hard work, people. So that kind of stuff happens all the time. And yes, it can, you know, make you doubt your abilities, and it may make you want to charge less money than your services might be worth. I saw somebody talking about that in the Facebook group earlier today, how, you know, her first client, she cut her a deal that she wished she wouldn't have because the amount of work that she put in did not reflect what she got paid for it. And she said she would never do that to herself again. And I talk to people every single day that do that to themselves. So don't undercharge for your services. Stop doing it, because it devalues the industry for one, but then it doesn't display the confidence that you should have in yourself for the important work that you are doing for your community just by simply showing up and working hard and getting people through the trauma and the difficult emotions that come with organizing a decluttering process is valuable enough. You are enough. Your intuition, all of the things that you have been working towards this moment the whole time are enough. So stop doubting yourself, surround yourself with the right people, invest in the right training, and you're going to absolutely crush it. I guarantee. So with that being said, this whole live stream series is in celebration of my new course that is launching next week. It's called From Overlooked to Overbooked, Mastering the Art of Client Acquisition. So for those of you who are like, where are my people? Where are my clients? Why is nobody booking with me? Why is my phone not ringing? Nobody's coming to my website, this and that. I don't know how to network. Like, how do I go to a realtor's office? What do I say to them? And, you know, what's my elevator pitch? How do I like promote my business on social media? Or should I even do that? Like, all these questions that I get every single day that I see people posting in my Facebook group multiple times a day, I answer all of those questions in this next training. And for those of you who have been watching my YouTube channel or listening to the podcast for a long time, you've been on the fence about this, you go to book a coaching call and you're like, Melanie, you are booked out until the middle of May. Are you kidding me right now? Like a month out, like I can't wait that long. That is why I'm doing this. That's why I have this course launched and why I chose, instead of just recording the lessons and just like putting it up online, I want to be there for you guys in real time. I want to be there with you live for 6 full days in a row where you get to even if you can't come live, at least you have the ability to ask me direct questions. If you can come live, even better, because then we can have interactive Q&A. It'll be like that one-on-one without having to wait a month to get on the calendar. There's a lot of really awesome people that are going to be joining us. I'm going to teach you guys how to optimize your website. I'm going to teach you guys about some SEO strategies that are really sound, that will help boost your ranking on Google and will help ensure that you don't have to spend virtually any money on marketing at all. No ads, no paid ads, none of that nonsense, because your website will be optimized. It will be showing up in Google searches. I'll talk to you guys about how to get reviews, what to say. There's templates throughout the workbook that you're going to get with the course. I'm going to talk to you guys about networking, how to do that, who to call, who to ask for when you call somebody, what to bring to an office, how to do a vendor event, how to set up your table. I mean, all these different things. I could go on and on about the stuff that's going to be in this class, but I don't want to bore you. So just go check it out. There's going to be a link for that in the description. It's at melaniesummerscoaching.com/overbooked. And today is the last day to snag it at the $25 discount using the code SAVEBIG25, at which point the price goes back up to full. And I don't want you to be in that situation where you email me after the fact and say, oh, is it, can I still use the discount? Because it'll be gone. And I'm sorry. But there's quite a handful of people that have already signed up that I'm super excited to teach to you guys live next week. It's going to be happening April 22nd all the way through the rest of that week. It's just for an hour, and then you get that sweet workbook. You get to have all of that content forever for the rest of your life. You can use the workbook in perpetuity, and it will really help you with finding the right clients for your business and getting your calendar overbooked. That's the whole point. Okay, so with that being said, tomorrow's topic is going to be the importance of resilience, which is a big one, because you will reach a point in your business, and I've talked about it before on my podcast all the time. It's a roller coaster. You're going to be like, you know, gangbusters for a while, especially in the beginning as you build momentum and you are motivated, and then you're going to reach a plateau and then start going downhill a little bit. And that's just kind of how it works. And so we need to have the skills in place in here to be able to ride those times out. I want to talk to you guys tomorrow a little bit about what you should do in those slow times and how you should think about them in a different way, instead of feeling like, oh, well, that's it. You know, the leads have dried up and my business is a failure and I should just, you know, I should quit while I'm ahead, or whatever story you're going to be telling yourself in that moment. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, the importance of resilience. I'll let you guys know what time that's going down. Again, if you guys have questions, you want to come talk to me, join that free Facebook group if you're not in there already, and go check out the course. Again, melaniesummers.com/overbooked, and use that code SAVEBIG25 for $25 off through the end of the day. And then that's it. Okay. Hope you guys have a really fabulous day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow talking about being super resilient. Love y'all. Bye-bye.